Chapter 19. Battling in the Arena. Slowly I regained my composure, and finally essayed again to attempt to remove the keys from the dead body of my former jailer. But as I reached out into the darkness to locate it, I found to my horror that it was gone. Then the truth flashed on me. The owners of those gleaming eyes had dragged my prize away from me to be devoured in their neighboring lair, as they had been waiting for days, for weeks, for months, through all this awful eternity of my imprisonment, to drag my dead carcass to their feast. For 2 days no food was brought me, but then a new messenger appeared, and my incarceration went on as before, but not again did I allow my reason to be submerged by the horror of my position. Shortly after this episode, another prisoner was brought in and chained near me. By the dim torchlight, I saw that he was a Red Martian, and I could scarcely await the departure of his guards to address him. As their retreating footsteps died away in the distance, I called out softly the Martian word of greeting, Ka'or.
"Who are you who speaks out of the darkness?" he answered.
"John Carter, a friend of the Red Men of Helium."
"I am of Helium," he said, "but I do not recall your name."
And then I told him my story as I have written it here, omitting only any reference to my love for Deja Thoris. He was much excited by the news of Helium's princess, and seemed quite positive that she and Sola could easily have reached a point of safety from where they left me. He said that he knew the place well, because the defile through which the Warhoon warriors had passed when they discovered us was the only one ever used by them when marching to the south.
Deja Thoris and Sola entered the hills not 5 miles from a great waterway, and are now probably quite safe, he assured me.
My fellow prisoner was Kantos Khan, a Padwa, lieutenant, in the Navy of Helium. He had been a member of the ill-fated expedition which had fallen into the hands of the Tharks at the time of Deja Thoris' capture, and he briefly related the events which followed the defeat of the battleships. Badly injured, and only partially manned, they had limped slowly toward Helium, but while passing near the city of Zodanga, the capital of Helium's hereditary enemies among the Red Men of Barsoom, they had been attacked by a great body of war vessels, and all but the craft to which Kantos Khan belonged were either destroyed or captured. His vessel was chased for days by 3 of the Zodangan warships, but finally escaped during the darkness of a moonless night.